Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't pull what off?
Because Mahomes is...
Might want to turn that mic on.
Try it again. Show just mad because dad bod Mahomes can't pull it off. Pull. Ron just mad because Mahomes is not good at the tush push.
Oh.
That is awesome.
Sounds like a fan of a team that just got their butts whooped by the Eagles. Listen, I'm going to tell you this very clearly. One.
Hold on, show.
It had nothing to do with a tush push of why the Chiefs lost and got their ass kicked.
They actually stopped it once, didn't they?
No, they didn't. But
the controversial spot, wasn't it?
No, they stopped. They stopped Josh.
Oh, that's right. It was Josh.
They stopped the Bills a couple of times, but they stopped the Bills. The Bills weren't on a couple of those. They weren't pushing. They didn't have the guy behind them, the two guys behind them pushing. A couple of them. No, listen. First off, the Chiefs have been to the Super Bowl 3 straight years. I think they've been fine. And won 2 of them. So I think the Chiefs have been all right.
Bundle of Ruski too.
I legit have an issue with the forward progress, and I mean the wide interpretation of when that ends. And then forward progress on somebody that is no longer moving, that we then just say, hey man, these two guys just keep running them through. Keep pushing them through. And watch the Ravens and other teams. I think should do this. If you don't feel confident, your quarterback can. The Ravens have just started doing it with Mark Andrews, right? Like I suggest if he can take the snap, let Joe Mixon go up there and take that thing.
I didn't know where you're fixing to go.
I wasn't going to 12 million.
I love Joe Mixon.
I'd have gone to Cade Stover before I did that. If he can do it, let Joe Mixon take the snap and let. And let Tim Settle or somebody come behind him and shove him forward. That's just the only part of it to me is just catapulting another player to just run through there.
CJ got a big lower half. He ought to be able to get in that squat rack, move some weight around, and be an advantage.
And
then it changes the game when you say, hey, Danielle Hunter. And Foley Fatakasi, come back behind him, and you just keep pushing his ass until they blow the whistle.
That's it, baby.
That's
it.
Like I've watched the Eagles. I mean, they will get 4 or 5 yards deep, just off the pushing of it. That's the part for me. Yeah, had nothing to do with the Chiefs. Whatever. Someone said no one is tripping. No, teams are tripping. There have been teams for a couple of years now who have talked about trying to find a way to potentially get that thing changed. But we'll see if they're successful. I'm with you. I don't think they'll completely take it away if they do anything to it. All right, Clint, what does it mean to you? Explain and help the people kind of understand. We've got the understanding the Texans are not making wholesale changes on the offensive coaching staff. In fact, really, they're just adding two new guys, right? They're adding the new OC, Nick Caley, and then Jerry Skoplinski, the new offensive assistant passing game specialist. He comes from the Rams, and before that, he was with the Patriots. For you, what does this mean overall, whether it be for the future and how the scheme will look moving forward, what it means overall. What does this mean, how they handle the offensive coaching staff?
Yeah, I got two things for you out of the gate. One, Bobby Slowick, they feel like Bobby Slowick was the damn problem, clearly. Number two, absolutely, anybody that tries to sell you that Nick Caserio isn't building this offense his way, it is going to look plumb silly trying to tell you that. This is Nick Caserio, and this is Nick Caserio's guys. How silly would it be for D'Amico Rines to go out and hire three different dudes that were in the same building with Nick Caserio and all have spent the majority of their NFL coaching careers in New England with Nick Caserio? How silly would it be for D'Amico Rines to be two of them,
John Carroll guys?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just like to think that this isn't a Nick Caserio-driven move here on the offensive side of the football is silly. So Bobby Slowick was the problem. Nick Caserio's driving the boat at this point in time on the offensive side of the football. Now, let's get to football and what really matters. There's two things here, right? The guys they hired and they plugged in, there's two things that they can accomplish that I think is unique to this particular group of guys being hired. One, because they've all spent time in either Bobby Slowick's system last year, Cole Popovich, the new offensive line coach, or they come out of the Rams organization for the last couple of years, Sean McVay, which is Nick Caley and Jerry Skoplinski, right? Both of those guys, in other words, they learned the language that the Houston Texans football players, the team, the offense already is speaking and has been speaking for 2 years now. The guys, when you pluck them out of those two organizations, whether it's, again, retaining Cole Popovich or it's bringing your OC and another coach from the Rams, what you do is you keep the same language, because Sean McVay, Bobby Slowick, Shanahan, all these guys are speaking the same language. Now, there may be slight differences, but they're all speaking the same language, right? So you're plugging in new decision makers, new play callers, new designers, but they all speak the same language that your players speak. And then the end game is for this offense to use the same language, but look more like what Tom Brady and the New England Patriots did.
So you're talking back about in the day. A flat mix, like a mix of these two systems, which I guess one's a game plan system, and then obviously the traditional.
I think the end game is to be a game plan offense using the terminology of Bobby Slowick, Shanahan, McVay, that all these guys already know. That way you ease the transition in terms of not having to teach your players a new language, but you then have the flexibility because your coaches know what was going on in New England. Now using this language, they can do New England Patriots things. Offensive Brady, offense-like things. So I think those are the two important pieces here. The language stays the same, and the end game is they look like the New England Patriots, Tom Brady offense.
All right, Clint, I want to get this from you on the other side. With these changes, or, hey, maybe it's a lot of changes, or maybe to some, the lack of very many changes, but what they're doing, what they've decided to do with this offensive staff, after you just explained it, do you think this is a good thing? Do you think this is something that makes you feel better about what this offense will be able to do in terms of improvement from last year